Japan drops all vaccine mandates, places myocarditis warning on label. Fact checked. My wife is Japanese and frequently gets news items sent on from her Japanese friends. One came which had the headline, Japan drops all vaccine mandates, place myocarditis warning on label. This was obviously of interest to me as a congenital anti-vaxxer, particularly in the wake of a few news items last week that seemed to put the exclamation mark on why being vaccine-free, in contrast to the language of unprotected found in the liberal left, and unvaccinated in our mainstream media, was a good thing. Omicron was spreading faster amongst the vaccinated, official British Government Office of National Statistics. Yep, makes a mockery out of that unprotected motif. The European Regulatory Authority, ERA, an EU body, had announced that regular booster vaccinations might undermine your immune system and had added a rare spinal disorder to the list of side effects of the mRNA vaccines. Thirdly, BBC articles asking why so many athletes and in particular tennis stars did not want to be vaccinated are now being written. Dear BBC, that one is not hard to answer. With heart attacks amongst the vaccinated athletes and heart and spinal disease now listed as possible side effects, with the heart attacks sometimes even caught on camera, there's an understandable reluctance to take so much risk when as a strong, fit person there is minimal risk to you anyway. Not sure about you, but I was not even aware of any significant side effects until a few days ago. It certainly has not been in the public discourse. None of my vaccinated friends and family have mentioned it being explained to them, never heard about it in our media. And to put an exclamation mark on my point, neither of the first two reports on last week were reported by our media. So it did not surprise me when I heard about what had allegedly happened in Japan, but the truth turned out to be far more interesting than the fiction of the story. PolitiFact ran a fact check on this article, which had appeared in various places around the world, notably the Brisbane Times. Now, it turns out that Japan never dropped its mandates because it never had any in the first place. And this is a quote from the Japan Times. It says, forged in the aftermath of World War II, Japan's constitution enshrined civil liberties, Japan Times reported. For practical purposes, that means it hasn't deployed lockdowns or compulsory mask rules as part of its pandemic approach. It's taken the same approach to vaccination, with the health ministry discouraging discrimination against the unvaccinated and shot requirements of the workplace. The article shared on Facebook also said that Japan had placed a myocarditis warning on vaccine labels, which is accurate. The action came in early December, months after the US Food and Drug Administration did the same in response to rare incidences of heart inflammation in people receiving mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. Experts, what a wonderful word, have said that the risks of the benefits of vaccination outweigh the small risk of myocarditis. So, this is hardly a fact-checker's paradise. What it does show is that the Japanese, often accused of lacking compassion as a people and an ethical compass in public life, they've not signed some significant international conventions such as Pride Protection, have actually been far more respectful of their citizens than the sneering Democrats of the West, who have been so quick to criticise and denigrate them as people. In the UK and plenty of other places around the world, people are now finding it a condition of their employment to be vaccinated, in health services in particular. Sweden, who attempted to implement from a public health governmental perspective a similar policy, were ruthlessly castigated in the Western press, to the degree that even the King of Sweden criticised the chief immunologist and epidemiologist of Sweden, who had advocated that no lockdowns and herd immunity was the only rational and sustainable way to deal with the pandemic. Politicians began to overrule their chief scientists, who had the courage to stand against the tyranny. However, Sweden did stay far more open and suffered far fewer deaths as a proportion of their population than lockdown centres such as my own country, the UK. Just as California and New York serve as examples of lockdown and restriction heavies and can be contrasted with Flee Florida, where death rates are not so significantly different, with the additional irony that New York politicians were caught on camera hollying down their maskless as they were passing legislation enforcing further restrictions and mandates on their own people. So, stepping back and trying to be even slightly scientific in the light of our data, it should be almost self-evident that vaccination and lockdowns have proved unsuccessful in containing the spread and mutation of the virus. The most outstanding success of the vaccine has been to create billionaires out of their head of the largest vaccine manufacturers, despite the failure of their products. Significant virologists and immunologists were warning that mass vaccination was more likely to create a significant vaccine-resistant mutation that could potentially create a more dangerous variant. Thankfully, this is only half true. A vaccine-resistant variant did emerge, Omicron, but it has shown to be relatively mild. All the talk is now of learning to live with COVID. Half of all colds will be COVID. And videos of partying politicians while they were locking down the public has meant that for the UK, it looks like all COVID restrictions might be gone in 10 days. Of course, to be able to travel freely again and to freely access venues and the like is the next fight. We cannot allow the new normal to be discrimination on the basis of vaccination status. Political fact, again, helps us with the example of Japan. Japan believes in informed consent and would hold the government liable for damage caused by adverse reactions. There have been no mandatory vaccinations as a landmark ruling which would hold the government responsible. Japan has stayed open and the people are far more relaxed about COVID despite vaccine passports and self-isolation. Hats off to Japan. I salute you.